and welcome to the RealMacGenius.com TRMG audio podcast. This week's topic is the superstitious relationship between Apple and Disney-owned animation giant Pixar. Additionally, we will talk about our initial thoughts of iPhone 4. So you may have noticed that Apple and Pixar are somewhat unofficially associated with one another. Well, that's because they are. In a sense, they're brother companies. You see, they share a parent. Not Steve Wozniak, but Steve Jobs. After Jobs was booted out of Apple in the 90s, he founded Pixar Animation Studios. If you think about it, the two companies have a lot in common. Both are in the tech category. Both have anticipated regular annual release dates. For example, Apple's annual iPod updated line, or Pixar's annual Disney Pixar major motion picture, such as this year's Toy Story 3. Both have a simple logo style with a white background and simple familiar picture. Both were founded by Jobs, and both are highly successful among many other things such as business styles. Is Steve Jobs not only a tech genius, but a business genius? I don't know, but here are some solid examples of Apple and Pixar's love fest. To start, Disney Pixar's WALL-E, the robot's charging sound, is the same as the Mac startup sound. Apple's introduction about just any product with video within the past year has showcased Disney Pixar's Up. In Toy Story 3, the younger sister is shown with an iPod. Additionally, in Toy Story 3, the toys clearly use the Safari browser on an iMac to map out a route on the internet. There's many more. Just look it up on Google. All in all, the whole deal raises a question of how each company benefits from such interactions, and whether or not the relationship was planned. Apple has always had its way with the media, but I kind of think not. This week also marked the landmark of Apple's fourth installment of the iPhone line, creatively named iPhone 4. With much anticipation, as you may recall, pre-orders were sold out the same day they were available. The hype already had a giant momentum. iPhone 4 reaching the shelves of retail stores and Apple fans early Thursday morning. However, some lucky pre-orders were able to receive their iPhone a day or even 2 days early. A mistake by FedEx? Who knows? Apple's newly integrated camera on the front and flash on the back, with an addition of FaceTime, makes it a desirable device for new consumers. Not to mention FaceTime, which is Apple's new way to interact with family and friends. But they also have to have an iPhone 4. Early iPhone testers discovered a peculiar fault in the iPhone 4. If the antennas on the bottom were covered by the hands, the signal would quickly plummet. A quick note from Jobs himself said, "Just avoid holding it that way." To note, this has not only happened to the iPhone, but it's also happened to different phones. Additionally, some sources are saying that people with extremely bad antennas and signal dropping are able to receive a bumper. Stay tuned for our in-depth review of iPhone 4. Well, that's your weekly Apple update. For more secrets, neat stories, and breaking news, visit TheRealMacGenius.com. Until next time at TheRealMacGenius.com.